Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:15, hot, humid throughout the weekend. Man, that grass has been growing. You can hear it grow. It grows so fast. But hey, look, I'm lucky to have a yard and to cut it. I'm not complaining. We're going to talk about hurricane season here and Donald Trump, what he wants to do, the president wants to do with FEMA after hurricane season. We're going to be joined, I believe, by Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for the city of New Orleans. How you doing, Colin?
I'm good, Tommy. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. Let's talk about, before we talk about what Kristi Noem and the president saying about phasing out FEMA after the 2025 hurricane season, maybe it's best to start with like a little flow chart or something of what happens with FEMA and local governments and everything else when a disaster occurs. Tell me your role as the director of emergency preparedness. Where does FEMA take? Where does your responsibility end and FEMA's take over?
Well, I mean, all disasters are managed locally. You know, I mean that's how it begins. The problem is that as an incident, and we use a major hurricane in this case, as an incident starts to expand, the capabilities of what I can bring to bear at a local government level, they start to run out. And so then we reach out to the state, and, you know, the state offers the assistance that they have. But when you have a major storm, you know, you're talking Cat 4, Cat 5, direct hit, where you've got multiple communities impacted, you know, the state is going to start running out of resources as well. And that's really where the federal government kicks in. I've been thinking a lot about this and a lot of the talk that's been going on in D.C. and a lot of the discussion about FEMA. And my concerns are twofold. One, I'm seeing a delay in the disaster declarations that are occurring right now, particularly Arkansas recently concerns me. We rely heavily on the federal government for
wait, hang a second. Let me slow you down for a second here. Colin, tell me, for people that don't know, what's going on with Arkansas?
Arkansas had a series of tornadoes. They applied. They had substantial damage. They applied for a disaster declaration, and that was delayed for weeks. And when it was granted, it was granted at a much lower reimbursement level than typically what we have anticipated or expected in the past.
And just to be clear, and I'm not trying to bring you into this morass at not, but when it comes to the politics of this, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is a strong ally of President Trump, is the governor of Arkansas, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. And basically they're telling Arkansas it's going to be a while, and then when they did help them, it wasn't as much as they were looking for. Is that accurate?
That's correct. Okay. And my concern is, with a hurricane, we rely heavily on what's called a pre-landfall disaster declaration from the feds. And that basically says, look, we know we are going to incur a serious amount of expense and an amount of resource need to prepare for the hurricane to come ashore. And in our case, in New Orleans in particular, you know, we're not necessarily a safe place to shelter in place. We do evacuations and different things. I mean, that's the goal. That's incredibly expensive. And I don't think that there is a city or a state that can bear that expense alone. And so if we're not given that pre-disaster landfall declaration that covers all of the overtime of all of the law enforcement, that covers whatever we're going to spend on transportation, sheltering, medical care for people that need it, to get them out, safe or out of the area or refuge somewhere where they're going to be safe just for the arrival of the storm, that's a huge problem. A big problem.
And it's not just Arkansas. Josh Hawley complaining about Missouri not getting the aid that they needed as well from, and again, a staunch advocate of the president. So if you think that Governor Jeff Landry being a friend of or an ally of the president is going to make a difference, apparently.
And that's a concern.
Yeah.
You know, I there's no other way to say it. And the administration, and look, I think FEMA, at the end of the day, does need to be looked at, because anything we send to Washington, D.C., particularly on the grant side, which is a whole other side of FEMA that is not really, has nothing to do with the disaster side of FEMA, but there's a lot of grants that we receive as a city, particularly on the public safety side. We send things up there for reimbursement or, you know, to be approved as a project, and it just gets lost mm-hmm. up there. And I'm talking not months, I'm talking years sometimes. And so there was discussion in the beginning that they were going to decentralize FEMA and give the regional administrators in the nine different regions around the country a little bit more ability to control some of this funding and these grant programs and things. And I'm all for that. We have a great relationship with our Region 6 people.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In Texas that have the kind of the four-state region around us. Mm-hmm. And I would be all for that. But just getting rid of FEMA, I think you have to have something in place before you decide you're going to do that. And then the biggest concern that I have of all of this, the money is one thing, and I understand that, you know, they're trying to save money, but it's really about people. In my experience in this business, the hardest thing to deal with is staffing, particularly during a disaster and post-disaster. FEMA's most valuable thing to us is they come in after a disaster and they do the recovery work they canvass the neighborhoods, they go and talk to homeowners, they do a lot of the paperwork and the recovery process with insurance and things like that. I'm just telling you, in the city, I have nothing to replicate that. I don't have the people, I don't have the expertise, and I don't know that the state does either, you know. And so just to say we're going to give the money to the state and let the state dole it out, that theoretically can work, but you need to have this, you know, what FEMA has had over in the past, which I realize in some cases there's been some criticism of how that they work, but they have the boots on the ground that can come into a community and set up the disaster resource centers and get people at least somewhere back towards, you know, never, it's never going to be whole, but it's at least going to be back to somewhat of a normal.
Well, let me take a break and pick it up here when we come back, Colin, because I'm looking at a CNN article here saying President Trump quoted as saying, we want to wean off of FEMA and we want to bring it down to the state level. A governor should be able to handle it. And frankly, if they can't handle it, the aftermath, then maybe they shouldn't be the governor. And then he said the federal government's going to start distributing less federal aid for disaster recovery, and the funding is going to come directly from the president's office. So the question I have is, and you can answer when we come back, is do the states get the same amount of money and it's up to the governor to distribute it? Or, and then that brings the interagency cooperation that you're talking about, or does it mean less money? Because if it means less money, Louisiana is a poor state, and we don't have the money. Like it or not, we get a lot more money from the federal government than we send up there. So I don't know how this would play out, but we'll continue to talk about it when we return with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans. You heard him say it. FEMA does need a lot of work, but I don't know if doing away with it is the answer as much as fixing it. It seems like it's almost a DOGE-type thing where, you know what, just cut out the entire organ and throw it away. Well, but you need a heart. Let's just deal with the damaged part of the heart, maybe. We'll be back. WWL traffic now. A27, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness for New Orleans City. President saying he's thinking about doing away with FEMA after hurricane season and that the local government should be able to handle it. A lot of people are texting in, well, not a lot, but a few, Colin, you know, toting the party line, saying this is good, blah, blah, blah. But I think, again, human nature being what it is, that's on Friday, June 13th, when everything is fine. And I would suggest if they were sitting in the rubble of their home after a hurricane comes through on September 3rd crying for help, I don't think they'd feel the same way. But it's your job to look ahead to those moments now, right?
No, that's correct. And what I would say is that, you know, having the system the way it is with a strong federal backup in this has gives a community access to the technical support, the recovery support that we don't normally need on a day-to-day basis. So when you're talking about having an extra, you know, 100 people available to assist our community with recovery, who pays them the rest of the year when they're not needed? At least with FEMA, what we have is a national resource that can be in California for wildfires, can be in Missouri for tornadoes, can be in Louisiana or Florida or Texas for hurricanes. It's a year-round disaster cycle that occurs in this country, and I'm just talking about weather. Then you have, you know, terrorist attacks and different things that occur. So that's, I think, the concept of why you have that strong federal support capability is because, you know, we can't constantly or continually year-round pay to have people that sit around and wait for the next disaster.
A minute left, Colin, real quick about this hurricane season and FEMA for this year.
Yeah, no changes. We're prepared. We have been having all of our meetings with our state and federal partners. And what I want to say is that those partnerships have not changed. Nothing has changed. You know, we are looking to the future and with a little bit of, you know, we're concerned about what's coming next. But for this hurricane season, I encourage everyone to sign up for text alerts by texting NOLA READY to 77295. Get prepared, stay in communication with us and have a plan and be ready to go if we need to. But these are things that I think need to be addressed and looked at. And we will follow this very closely. And I will say that the state has a voice in the committee that is determining the fate of FEMA, including Governor Landry and Mark Cooper, who used to be the director of GOSEP and is a very savvy emergency manager and a mentor. And so I'm hoping that, you know, our voice will be heard from the state and local level about what the next steps are.
Thank you, Colin. Appreciate it. A lot of power in the U.S. House of Representatives, too. If you look at Mike Johnson and Steve Scalise, for comparison purposes, apples and oranges, FEMA spending accounted for less than a half of 1% of federal spending last year. So if you're talking about debt and deficit, look to see where the real money is being spent. Just saying. 8:30, we'll talk about LSU. We'll come back. Time now, WWL First News.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.